Facilitating group discussions and feedback sessions effectively requires a combination of communication skills, leadership, and facilitation techniques. Whether you are leading a team meeting, brainstorming session, or gathering feedback from a group, the following guidelines can help you create a productive and inclusive environment. Preparing for the session. Set clear objectives. Define the purpose and goals of the discussion or feedback session. Ensure that participants understand what is expected to be achieved. Create an agenda. Develop an agenda outlining the topics to be covered, the allotted time for each, and the desired outcomes. Share the agenda with participants in advance. Select appropriate participants. Invite individuals who have relevant insights and perspectives on the topics to be discussed. Consider diversity in the group for varied viewpoints. Choose a suitable location. Select a comfortable and distraction-free meeting space, whether in person or virtual. Ensure that technology and materials are prepared and tested in advance for virtual sessions. Gather necessary materials. Prepare any materials, documents, or visuals that will be needed during the session. Facilitating the discussion or feedback session. Set ground rules. At the beginning of the session, establish ground rules for communication, such as respecting speaking turns, active listening, and maintaining a respectful tone. Start with an icebreaker. Use a brief icebreaker activity to help participants feel comfortable and build rapport, especially in group discussions. Encourage active listening. Remind participants to actively listen to others. Ask clarifying questions and avoid interrupting. Use open-ended questions. Pose open-ended questions to initiate discussions and encourage participants to share their thoughts and ideas. Manage time effectively. Keep track of time to ensure that discussions stay on track. Allocate time for each agenda item and stick to the schedule. Summarize key points. Periodically summarize key points or decisions made during the discussion to ensure clarity and alignment. Facilitate equal participation. Ensure that all participants have the opportunity to speak. If some individuals dominate the conversation, invite quieter participants to share their thoughts. Handle conflicts. If conflicts arise, address them calmly and constructively. Encourage participants to express their viewpoints while maintaining respect for others. Gathering feedback. Use structured feedback methods. When gathering feedback, use structured methods such as surveys, questionnaires, or group discussions with specific prompts. Ensure anonymity. If needed in situations where anonymity is important for honest feedback, use anonymous feedback mechanisms. Prioritize actionable feedback. Focus on feedback that can lead to actionable improvements. Avoid dwelling on issues that cannot be addressed or changed. Acknowledge and thank participants. Express gratitude to participants for their input and assure them that their feedback is valuable. Wrapping up the session. Summarize key takeaways. Conclude the session by summarizing the main points, decisions, and action items discussed. Assign action items. Clearly assign responsibilities for follow-up actions, including deadlines and accountability. Collect evaluation. Ask participants for feedback on the session itself to continuously improve your facilitation skills. Provide closure. Ensure that participants leave the session with a sense of closure and understanding of what comes next. Post-session follow-up. Document the outcomes, maintain thorough records of discussions, decisions, and feedback collected during the session. Share meeting minutes. Distribute meeting minutes or a summary of the session to participants and relevant stakeholders. Implement action items. Ensure that action items are executed as planned and monitor progress. Facilitating group discussions and feedback sessions effectively requires a balance of structure and flexibility, active listening, and the ability to guide the conversation towards productive outcomes. With practice and continuous improvement, you can become a skilled facilitator who fosters open communication and collaboration within groups.